I read a remarkable book recently by my favorite author, Brené Brown. The title is Rising Strong. She taught me a crucial skill about how to rise from pain, from shame, from hurt. It's a three-step process she calls reckoning, rumbling, and revolution. Yeah, and the Buddha taught this to Buddhists many years ago. The core of this learning is the process she calls rumbling. To live a joyful life, she said you have to be comfortable with uncertainty, with being wrong, with confronting how you feel at any point in time. You know how something happens to you in your life and it makes you feel a way you don't like. Maybe you are confused, maybe you are hurt, maybe you are embarrassed, maybe you lost something. Most of us have only two reactions. We either attack it head on, we want to stop the feeling, we want to regain our balance or our control over the situation, or we ignore it, we pretend it's not there because it's too painful, it's too shameful to confront or to admit. Maybe we get a diagnosis we don't want, so we pretend like we don't have this illness. But there's a better way, and it's the wise way, according to her research. The better way is to sit in it, to stay with it, to rumble with it, to ask yourself questions, and then think and feel through the situation. You don't give a timeline for when you're going to sort it out, because that's not how your spirit works. You take it, you gently turn it over without resisting it until the answer comes. You become comfortable with uncertainty, with ambiguity, with lack of clarity. In short, you become comfortable with becoming a human being, because that's what we are. Human beings, we don't know everything. We are confused. We are uncertain. And since I began to practice this art of rumbling, it has made my life a joy, because then I don't have to be right. I don't have to know everything. It is the most important thing anybody has taught me recently.
Thank you for listening to The Daily Vulnerable with Chude.